When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder.
We now present the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing God's invitation to people everywhere. This is an international broadcasting ministry which is being used of God to bring blessing to many people. Joshua Daniel, who will be speaking in a moment, urges you to stay tuned and listen to the Lord's challenge and to reach out and touch the loving Savior.
Matthew 27, 36th verse. And sitting down, they watched him there upon the cross. Now it has become such a blot in history that a church could produce men who were so bloodthirsty. You know, today we are equating, of course, it is a well-known fact. And many Muslims declare it. What do they say? Islam was born in blood. And that's true, historically it is true. But what is the kind of blood that was shed for us? Was it a vengeful blood? No. It was a forgiving blood. It was a blood that washes you and me to be white as snow. It was in Europe, as a very young fellow, I first saw the whole countryside under the hills and the little village where I was at that time, covered with such beauty. It was a German village, and the snowfall made the whole scene so spectacular, whiter than the snow. Can you imagine your inner nature becoming whiter than the snow? That's what the cross does. There's no vengefulness in the blood that was shed for you and me. If there was, you and I would never get into heaven. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See how hard people find it to forgive. You know, I have found men and women who say, oh, well, how can I forgive my husband? What do you mean? You have never been to the cross? I can't forgive what my wife did to me. Oh, my dear friends, forgiveness. And here is this centurion, the Roman captain, as he's sitting and watching. That was his duty, to keep a watch. And they were moreover told that Jesus Christ had declared, it was expected that he would rise again from the dead. And therefore they were asked to watch carefully. Now, of course, the Roman governor gave that command a little later, after Jesus Christ was buried. Here were these Roman soldiers, tough, hard men. But you know, when they saw Jesus, and when they saw him on the cross, and then, of course, the whole scene of helplessness was eclipsed by the earthquake, the sun be darkening in midday, and Here is this Roman captain who says, truly, this was the Son of God. You know, at a time when even the president does not hesitate to say, America is not a Christian country. That is, of course, contrary to what the Supreme Court decided after studying all the covenants, all the charters of the nation. And their decision was, this is a Christian country. But when we see the deceit today, the lies, nobody willing to trust the other man. What do you mean? That was not America even 50 years ago. 50 years ago, much could be settled with just a handshake. When I started preaching, I found that people did not even lock their houses. They had nothing to fear. And there was no latch on some of those doors to put your lock. There was no locking device. But how things have changed. Is it the dominance of the dollar and slavery to money that has wrought this horrible change? You know, my dear friends, today marriage has become just a business contract. What? Christian marriage? Can it ever be just a contract of convenience or a contract of money? You know, I'm finding it hard to teach people this basic truth because they have become so hardened by the deceitfulness of the love of money. You know, friends, what should be foremost? All right, you have removed the denominator, the gravitational pull, which is there, has been replaced by the resurrection pull. What should happen? I should be a totally unselfish person. Just think of a nation today which is unselfish. You know, all this paperwork would not be necessary. Papers, papers, papers to sign. Everybody guarding himself against legal action. What's this? Are we living in the midst of a bunch of criminals? Criminals in the family? And criminals outside? No. We have managed to put the cross out. We want religion, but we don't want the cross. You know, my dear friends, this is what I'm seeing. I don't want the cross. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, if any man will follow me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. Who took up his cross? The man who is going to be executed, to be nailed. He used to carry the cross. Let him take up his cross daily and follow me. You know, my friends, how can we be disciples of Jesus and be afraid of the cross? You know, the first 300 years of the early church, the church history shows that Christians suffered every kind of torture. Banishment, all their possessions distrained, confiscated by the state, their children also killed. When I was in the catacombs underneath Rome, the dwelling of Christians, where they dwelt secretly because of the persecution. You know, they were not afraid of it. They faced all that because they were disciples. They carried the cross. Even little children before the Roman Emperor, Caesar, refusing to throw a little incense. Drop this incense. No. Little children, I worship King Jesus. And they were killed on the spot. One child, it is recorded, after it refused, it died right there. My dear friends, are we those who want to remove the cross? Or is it our delight to bear the cross? And that old battle cry of the revolution, no king. You see, the battle was between the revolutionary ragtag army, ill-equipped, no training, no officers, and the mightiest army in the world, the British Army. And the cry was, no king, but King Jesus. Are we going to move away from the cross? But when I go to the cross, I say, I am serving you so poorly. My sacrifice is nothing. My service is poor. I want to use my time carefully and live for you, Lord Jesus. Sitting down, they watched him there. Let's pray. Let us tell the Lord, Lord, here I am at the cross. You loved me and you gave your life for me. What shall I do for you? Here is my heart. Here is my love. I pour it at your feet. O loving Father, we do not want a crossless Christianity because it is a mockery. There's no truth in it. We come to the cross. Let the love of Jesus transform people. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would like to hear from you. You can contact us at our phone number 08 94 98 3735, or mail us the Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 1072, Armidale 6992, Western Australia. Our website is lefi.org. Again, our phone number 08 94 98 3735. Please plan to join us next week at the same time, as we are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, appreciate and need your continuing prayerful support.